determination led Karina Bryant to win her first medal at her fourth Olympic Games. And now the judo player who trains with Camberley Judo Club is inspiring others across the country. The six-man judo clubs in Surrey have seen their members, seen their members rise from 616 to 751 since Karina won her medal in the summer.
And now, here's a little number we think you'll
love. Less than 2 minutes to go on the clock now. What can Karina pull out of the bag here?
She's attacked her again. She's countered as Rosario Azetipan. The very same technique. It's Karina's favourite technique. She's brought her down to the mat, and she's the bronze medalist.
So Karina Bryant takes the bronze medal, and she's down on the mat, face down. You don't see many emotions from Karina Bryant in judo, but I think there will be some tears from her now.
Oh, do you wake up with that commentary in your head?
To be honest, that's the first time I've actually heard it. I've watched the video a few times, but probably without the sound on, because I still find it quite emotional just even watching it. So. It brings back a lot of emotions for me.
Yeah, just one of those things. You know, you see the career of an athlete, you know, and you're going for that one moment. And that's the thing that amazes me about it, that sort of one moment where you get the medal. It's just so, so important. Do you still run it over in your head over and over again, that minute?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I was down in the fight, and I just didn't, you know, I just didn't give up on believing that I could win. I was actually trying to entice the girl to attack me I could actually throw with my, you know, with my throw. But, you know, I sometimes still look back and think back, did it really happen, sort of thing.
I'm just looking at how your performance has encouraged others, and this is really something. I'm looking at Dragon Club in Walton and Newhall and Weybridge. Their female membership has gone up by 41%. That's just as an example here. The University of Surrey Judo Club, and our studios are based on the campus of University of Surrey, a 420% increase is then as a result maybe of you taking part in this. What got you into the sport in the first place?
I started because I actually moved into a new area. I'd actually moved from sort of Molesey actually to Hersham, which isn't far from Walton. And it was just a way to meet new people. I didn't have many friends. I was, you know, pretty much a bit of a loner.
Meet new friends by throwing them around.
Yeah, well, actually, it was the other way around to begin with. I spent a lot of the time, you know, a lot of my time actually getting thrown on my back. But, the time's turned now, so.
Yeah, indeed. When was that moment that you realised that you were special?
Probably about 13, 14. I started winning, you know, quite big medals at a young age. Mm. And then I had my first senior title, European title, when I was still a junior. And I guess that for me really was sort of like a indication of how good I was. And then went into full-time training when I left school. So, yeah. And just haven't stopped doing it since.
I'm interested by what you're thinking. So in the match there where you got your bronze medal there, you were enticing her to attack. So there is a strategy like that, then sort of faking it, as it were, trying to look weak. Is that a plan that you have?
Obviously, you know, you have different game plans against different players, but obviously against the Ukraine, I knew her strong techniques, and I'd practiced with her on training camps. I'd never actually fought her in competition. Mm. And, you know, I'd actually had the conversation with my coach, Luke Preston. And we said, you know, one day in training, I'm going to let her throw me a few times with it.
Yeah.
So it kept her confidence in attacking me, because every time she attacked me, I would counter her.
Yes.
So I still wanted to give her this sort of false belief that she could attack me. And obviously, you know, it worked. At the beginning of the fight, she caught me with it. I didn't get quite around the back to counter her.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, then the next time I did, so it all worked out.
No, good for you. Now, you've had this operation. So it's a neck operation, yet you've got a sling on there.
a bit confusing. I had neck surgery straight after the games. It was an injury I'd, you know, had for 12 to 18 months, but I had to put it off you know, the surgery until after the games because we, you know, we weren't sure of the outcome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had that done, and what happened is I actually injured my shoulder at the games, but because of my neck surgery, they moved the voice box over and do all funky bits like that. I couldn't actually have go under anaesthetic again until the new year, so I had to wait till January. So now I've had this fixed, and yeah, it's a bit of frustrating times for me at the moment.
Yeah, you can't do anything, and you say you're not sleeping. It's hard to sleep on that.
Yeah, as you can see, I've got really bad bags at the moment.
Come do this show. I can have a lie-in then in that case. So you're all clear for Rio, are you?
Yeah, obviously, I'm just taking it one year at a time. Like you said, it's my fourth game, so yeah, Rio's still quite far away. We've obviously got the Commonwealth Games, which is obviously my next big target. I'd like to make it back in time for the Worlds this year, and then with, you know, the Commonwealth Games next year, and then from there, obviously, it's home straight for the next 2 years up to Rio. So
yeah, loads more medals then.
Hopefully, yeah, definitely.
Well, fingers crossed for you. For somebody who's thinking about joining a local club or whatever, sell your sport. What's so great about it, apart from getting the chance to chuck people about?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, it's given me so much confidence from a kid. I'm a much more confident person to go out and meet people. It keeps me fit, you know, apart from my injuries at the moment, obviously. But, you know, I'm fit and healthy. I get to meet lots of different people. I travel the world.
You get stopped on the street?
I have, actually, since the games I do, which is quite
weird. I know who
weird.
You are.
Yeah.
That's great. So a little bit of celebrity into it as well. Well, Karina Bryant, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Do come and see us again. Absolute pleasure. We want to get a photo for our Facebook page as well so people can see the sling.